I'll stay no longer with you. I made up my mind to go God's way for the rest of my life. I made up my mind to go God's way for the rest of my life. Oh, yes, so goodbye, world. Goodbye, world. Oh, I'll stay no longer with you. Goodbye, pleasures of sin. Yes, I'll stay no longer with you. I made up my mind to go God's way for the rest of my life. Amen. Have you done that? I made up my mind to go God's way for the rest of my life. Oh, so goodbye, world. Oh, goodbye, world. Oh, I'll stay no longer with you. Goodbye, pleasures of sin. I'll stay no longer with you. I made up my mind to go God's way for the rest of my life. Have you made up your mind? I made up my mind to go God's way for the rest of my life. Once more. Oh, so goodbye, world. Goodbye, world. Oh, I'll stay no longer with you. Oh, goodbye, pleasures of sin. I'll stay no longer with you. I made up my mind to go God's way for the rest of my life. I made up my mind to go God's way for the rest of my life. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap this evening.
Good to have Brother Donnie up here plucking on that banjo again. Yes. And also, Mercy just got this saxophone for Christmas. Thank the Lord for my mother and stepdad. They're the ones that bought that. That was out of our budget, way out of our budget. But she's been practicing nonstop. So anyway, thank the Lord. For the service tomorrow night, just remember it's at 8 o'clock is a service for the watch night service tomorrow night. No morning service. But also, Brother Wade asked me to announce that they'll be serving food starting at 6 o'clock. If you want to get here around that time to start eating before the service tomorrow night. And then remember Bible study next Saturday. And Brother Aaron also asked me to announce. He says, let me know if you have specials for tomorrow night. Okay. He forgot to mention that. So just remember, let Brother Aaron know if you have a special for tomorrow night. It's good to have all of our visitors with us. Brother James and all those back here. Those of you, a lot of you have been here before, but welcome anyway. Let's see here. Those are for tomorrow night. Continue to remember Sister Lisa's unspoken request that we have to mention up here. Sister Cindy, we've been praying for her. Continue to remember her. Peggy Kemp and little Sunshine, we've been praying for. Little baby Ava Sunshine. Continue to remember Brother and Sister Dale. Also, Brother Joe Silas asked us to pray for Amy. She's sick. Sister Mary Kamani said, pray for her job training today and test tomorrow. And then also Brother Donnie said, Brother George Blaylock has the flu. Let's remember Brother George Blaylock. And then Brother Wade put an announcement up here. Next Saturday, 5 to 6, prayer service. Okay, so right before the Bible study. 5 o'clock, prayer service. 6 o'clock, Bible study. All right. And remember Brother Eric Gaijo ministering for us tonight, all in spoken requests. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for letting us get to be here tonight. Lord, thank you for your presence here among us. And pray you bless our brother Eric. Lord, thank you for getting him and his family here safe. And pray you bless him, Lord. Give him the words to speak to us tonight. And give us understanding of your word. And thank you for this time, Lord, coming upon the new year. And just help us to worship and honor you for the past year and all the revelation, everything you've, all the blessing you've given us. And we look forward to the new year and what you have in store for us there as well. And I pray you bless all these spoken requests, Lord. All those who raise your hands with unspokens. Pray you can touch Brother George Blaylock, help him with the flu, and the Sister Mary Kamani with her job training, her studying and prep for that test, and also for Amy that's sick, and also Brother and Sister Dale. Continue to just restore his mind and help all of the Dale family, Lord, and just give them strength and wisdom and caring for him during this time. And pray bless all of our visitors, Lord. Let them receive a special blessing tonight. And all the other requests we've mentioned, Lord, we love you. And thank you for all your blessings. In Jesus' name, amen. You can be seated. God bless you.
We're together again, praising the Lord. We're together again, in one accord. Something good is going to happen. Something good is in store. We're together again. Together again. You come expecting tonight? Amen. Thank God. As we look back through last year, man, if you hadn't had tests and trials, then some are coming. Because we're Christians. And Brother Burnham said there are going to be tests, there are going to be trials. I was listening to a tape earlier this week. He said trial after trial, battle after battle. But we're fighting. We're soldiers. But thank God for the victory. Amen. If you're here tonight, you have victory. That's why we're here, by the grace of the Lord Jesus. Amen. This year has flown by. 2023 is now pretty much history. It's gone. Another year, 2024, is here. So we're going to be adding one more year to our lives. Those of 16, we 17, those 17, 18. My, 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 we've never been here before, right? You've never been this old before. So it's new. It's a new night. Amen. Are you expecting something new? Praise the Lord Jesus. Well, let's hold to God's unchanging hand. The time went by fast, but we're holding still. Amen.
Time is filled with swift transition. My old knot of earth unmoved can say, changing hand, glory. Oh Lord, hold to God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Oh glory, thank you Lord. Changing hand. Changing hand, my, my, oh, to God's unchanging. riches that so rapidly decay. Seek to gain the heavenly treasures. Think about it. Stand. Oh, yes, now hold to God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal and hold to God's unchanging hand. And when your journey is completed, my mind, if to God you have been true, fair and bright your home in glory, your enraptured soul. Singing hold to God's unchanging hand. Oh yes, and hold to God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal and hold to God's unchanging. And we're singing, hold to God's unchanging hand. Yes, we're gonna hold to God's unchanging hand. Let's build our hopes on things eternal.
Jesus. Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord. Yes, give the Lord a hand clap. Amen. You got to hold on. There's nothing in this world to hold on to. You know, we spent some time this during this break to go visit my wife's mom's, her grave, and right the next aisle is her brother. Right up the aisle is her younger sister. You know, and we just looked at this life, my goodness. And this graveyard, it's a famous graveyard for a lot of African-Americans. They got Hank Aaron, Martin Luther King, his parents are there. And we just drove by these tombstones like, my, their time on earth came to an end. You know, and we're on that journey as well. So nothing we can hold on to. There's no money. There is no houses. There's no cars. All those things are responsibilities. Anything on this side has a cost. But we're going to some place that there is no cost. It's free. It's been paid for already. Praise the Lord Jesus. My, think about it. No more sickness, no pain, no heartaches. All that's going to be over. Amen. If we could just keep this fight up. So my theme is fighting. That's my theme. We're going to fight our way through this. My God, by the grace of the Lord. Like you said, if we don't have teeth, we're going to chew our way. Right, brother? Amen. We're not going to stop. So it's a fighting journey. Fighting for our kids, fighting for our marriages, fighting for our homes, fighting for everything. But praise the Lord Jesus. We know how the battle wins, how it ends, if we don't give up. Right. If we don't give up, that's the only thing. If we don't give up, we know we will win. Amen. So help us never to give up. Thank the Lord. Let's pray for a blessed year coming up, a new 2024. Pray for one another. Pray for the families. You know, like I said, it's many battles. We smile because we have something in the inside, but we still have battles on the outside. But as we come together, God gives us encouragement to keep going one more day by the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's just give the Lord another hand clap. We'll have Brother... We'll have you come up and take the tithes and the offering. Praise the Lord, and we'll get ready for Sister Mercy for your special sister.
Oh God, we're so grateful to be together.
Thank you, Lord.
just as tithes and offerings that we give back to you, Lord. Give wisdom, Lord, on how to
do it. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. You may be seated.
Was a worthwhile Christmas gift. Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, Mercy. That's wonderful. My. Praise the Lord. Amazing grace. Amen. Well, let's talk about Jesus. Amen. As we go into this new year, we want to be talking about him more and more. Let's talk about Jesus, the King of Kings. Is he the Lord of Lords, supreme?
Let
Prince of Kings is He, the great physician to doubt through all history. The lily pure and white, the rose of Sharon fair, the shepherd of such tender care. Let's talk about Jesus, the rock of ages. He, the lamb of sinners slain, that man of Calvary, the great Emmanuel, the word of God sublime. He is our bridegroom, so talk about Jesus, the King of Kings is He, the Lord of the Lord Supreme throughout eternity. The great I Am, the way, the truth, the life, the door. Let's talk about Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Let's be talking about our Lord. Amen. I know we got our visitors, but I didn't. If you guys had a special this evening, we want to certainly give you time. Not tonight? Okay. Okay. Tomorrow. No, just kidding. Well, praise the Lord, Jesus. Well, let's sing Feel My Way Every Day. Are you excited for the message tonight? Amen. You come expecting? Amen. Well, as we go into this new year, let's ask the Lord to fill us up with that love. Amen. His love. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Let me walk, blessed Lord, in the way Thou hast gone, leading straight to the land above, giving cheer everywhere to the sad. I'll travel no more.
Saturday night.
Amen.
And be around our brothers and sisters. I told Brother Eric, I said, just familia.
Amen.
It's just family. It's just familia. It's nobody else. It's nobody strange. We may not have seen him, but we're fixing to see him, and we're going to see him for an eternity, so it's not going to matter.
Exactly right.
But right now, it's good to have each and every one of you here. It's good to have our visitors with us. I don't think Brother Garrett's been here before, but God bless you.
Amen.
And good to have you here. That's Brother Sonny Garrett's brother, way younger brother. And good to have him with us. And good to have our brothers in the back. Well, there's Brother Martin Villarreal and his family, and good to have them with us. And then the ones back there behind, good to have them with us too. And good to have Sister Rebecca and the familia in the back. Good to have you with us. I asked Brother Eric, I said, what's your wife's name? He said, Rebecca. I said, that's kind of easy.
Amen.
But good to have them. Good to have them with us. They're a long way from home. But they're still family.
Amen.
We appreciate them. With Brother Aaron and Brother Luis just got back from there. And Brother Bob was over there last year. And Brother Michael and different ones went. And we sure appreciate our brothers. I don't like to call them foreign brothers, because they're not foreign.
Right. Exactly.
Right.
They're family.
Amen. Amen.
It's just a different set of people that God has brought together. And as we were singing that song, Brother John, about all those titles, Rose of Sharon, Lily of the Valley, and then it come down to the very last, the bridegroom. That's what we know him as.
Amen.
We're the bride. He's our bridegroom.
Amen.
That's what we got to focus on, like you were talking about. Focus on worship this year.
Amen. That's right.
We're going to focus on knowing our mate better.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
That's what I'm going to do. I don't know about you, but I want to talk about Jesus.
Amen.
More and more.
Amen.
Amen. And this message is just full of Jesus.
Yes.
It's not full of anything else. It's full of love, compassion,
Amen.
Jesus Christ,
Amen.
The same yesterday, today, and forever.
Glory.
So God bless you. Thank you again for coming. We appreciate you. Now, after the meal has been given here, there'll be a meal downstairs for finger food and stuff for you to have. And we appreciate you coming. Tomorrow night, we'll have it before and after. We'll start at 8 o'clock tomorrow. And Brother Eric asked me, he said, 2 hours tonight? I said, nope, 2 hours tomorrow night. So he was just joking, but he better be. But tonight we're going to ask our brother to come and bring a message to us. Just pull on the gift, and you'll get what you want.
Amen.
You'll get what you want tonight, and then we'll load back up for tomorrow night. But I want to thank Brother John for taking care of the song service. He always does a wonderful job, and we appreciate him. And then let's remember Brother Joe Canada. He's I don't know if he's heading back or he's coming back, but he'll be back in a little while. We sure miss him. Let's pray for him. Get him home. Get everybody that's out and about. Get them home. And get this year started off right.
Yes.
Tomorrow night we'll be taking communion right at midnight, and then we'll start the new year right. You know, they always say what you do the first day is kind of carries on over into the year. So we're going to take communion.
Amen.
We're not going to do like the world. The world, you know what? They're going to get drunk. They're going to do all their partying. That's what they're going to do the whole 365 days. They're just going to party. We know what we're going to do? We're going to take communion.
Amen.
We're going to be here and talk to the Lord.
Yes.
Amen. And we'll take communion, and then we'll have a little meal afterwards and let the crazy people get home. So enjoy yourself. I know most of you are going to be off on Monday, so just please come back tomorrow and be with us at 8 o'clock. But tonight we're going to hear Brother Eric Gallo from Honduras, and we sure appreciate him coming. We appreciate his ministry. And Brother Luis is going to be interpreting, so he'll be preaching too. So let's pull on both gifts. And then we will enjoy it. I'll be glad when we don't need an interpreter.
Amen.
Brother John, ain't nobody got to run around all over the city looking for an interpreter when we get to glory. No, we'll hear ourselves in our own language just like they did on the day of Pentecost.
Amen.
Who are these people that we can hear in our own language? Well, guess what? We're going to hear this in our own language. And then we're going to be able to speak to them. They're going to hear it in their language. So that, what a mighty God we serve.
Amen.
But thank you again for coming. Hope you all had a Merry Christmas. And we appreciate all of you. So let's sing Open the Eyes of My Heart as Brother Eric Gayle from Honduras comes and speaks for us. Just pull on the gift and you'll get what you want tonight.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart.
All of you that's coming back tomorrow night, make sure you get you a song or a testimony ready so that we can hear from you. We sure appreciate that. Sing it to him.
Open the eyes of my heart.
Dios les bendiga a todos.
Glory to God. God bless you all.
Es un placer y un privilegio estar aquí esta tarde noche.
It's a privilege to be here with you all this late at night.
Muchas gracias a los músicos por el trabajo que han hecho.
We appreciate all the musicians for the work that they've done. Amen.
Y muchas gracias a ustedes por recibirnos aquí en su segundo hogar.
And we appreciate you all receiving us here in your second home.
Quiero agradecer al Señor por este tremendo privilegio que me da de estar alrededor de esta familia que tenemos acá.
I want to thank the Lord for allowing me the privilege to be here with this family that we have here on this side of the world.
Y agradecer a la familia Urrego por la hospitalidad que han tenido con nosotros.
And we appreciate the family, Urrego family, for their hospitality that they've had with us.
Yo no sabía que la hermana Christine sabía cocinar tan bien.
I didn't know that Sister Christine knew how to cook so good.
Cuando ellos van a Honduras, nosotros hacemos todo por atenderles a ellos.
When they go to Honduras, we do everything possible so that we can attend them well.
Y ahora pues hemos descubierto esos dones maravillosos en la hermana para cocinar
so
a nosotros.
We've discovered those wonderful gifts in our sister that she can cook, so.
Hemos comido la comida de ella y estamos sanos y salvos, hermanos.
So we've eaten her food and we're healthy and we're fine. Nothing has happened.
Ellos han sido maravillosos con nosotros.
They've been treating us very well.
Gracias a la iglesia local.
We appreciate the local ministry here, the local church.
Por prestarnos al hermano Luis.
To have given us, letting us borrow Brother Luis.
Al hermano Aaron.
And letting us borrow Brother Aaron.
Que el último tiempo fue una bendición para el pueblo en Honduras.
Because the last time they were there, it was such a wonderful blessing for us here, there in Honduras.
Y Dios bendiga el corazón de estos hermanos.
God bless the heart of these brothers.
Hermano Luis ha ido a lugares en Honduras.
Brother Luis has visited places in Honduras.
Que ni siquiera yo he ido.
That I haven't even visited.
Lugares muy difíciles para llegar.
Places that are very difficult to get to.
Y luego cuando él regresa,
and so when he comes back,
y está de nuevo en mi casa,
and when he goes back and he's in my house again,
tenemos que recuperarlo porque viene enfermo.
We have to make him get better because he usually comes back sick.
Entonces siempre oren cuando ellos salen a esos lugares.
Always pray for them whenever they go out to those places.
Y gracias.
And we just thank you.
Por prestarnos a estos hermanos para predicarnos la palabra allá en Honduras.
Letting us borrow these brothers to help us preach the gospel down there in Honduras.
También traigo saludos de mi iglesia.
I bring you greetings from my church.
La iglesia donde estoy pastoreando.
The church that I'm pastoring.
Se llama Tabernáculo Bíblico Shalom.
The name is Tabernáculo Bíblico Shalom or Biblical Tabernacle Shalom.
Y ellos les mandan saludos a ustedes.
And they all send greetings to each one of you.
Ellos sabían que íbamos a estar aquí esta noche.
They knew that we were going to be here with you all tonight.
Y pues también antes de ir a la palabra queremos hacer una invitación formal de parte mía y de parte de la iglesia.
And before we go to the word, I wanted to give an invitation, a formal invitation on behalf of myself as well as my church.
Al hermano Dale.
To brother Dale.
Para que pueda visitarnos,
so that he could come and visit us,
y puede estar con nosotros,
and that he could come be with us,
este próximo año,
maybe this coming year.
las puertas estarán abiertas.
The doors will be open.
Vamos a la escritura esta noche.
Let's go to the scriptures tonight.
No vamos a tomar mucho tiempo.
We're not going to take too much time.
Pero vamos a ir al libro de Génesis.
But I want to go to the book of Genesis,
capítulo 5,
chapter 5,
el verso 21.
Verse 21.
Una escritura muy conocida por nosotros.
A scripture that's very well known to us.
Y es en el 5:21 quienes lleguen ahí pueden indicarlo con un amén.
Genesis 5:21, and if you have it, say amen. Amen.
Dice la palabra del Señor.
The word of God says.
Vivió Enoch 65 años y engendró a Matusalén.
And Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah.
Y caminó Enoch con Dios,
and Enoch walked with God.
Después que engendró a Matusalén 300 años y engendró hijos e hijas.
And he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters.
Y fueron todos los días de Enoch 365 años.
And all the days of Enoch were 365 years.
Caminó pues Enoch con Dios y desapareció porque le llevó Dios.
And Enoch walked with God and he was not, for God took him.
Ahora en el libro de Josué, en el capítulo 6, el verso 1.
Now in the book of Joshua, chapter 6, verse 1.
Encontramos que la Biblia dice, ahora Jericó estaba cerrada, bien cerrada a causa de los hijos de Israel. Nadie entraba ni salía.
Dígame otra vez, hermano, Josué.
6:1.
Joshua 6:1. Now Jericho was straitly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in.
Mas Jehová dijo a Josué, mira, yo he entregado en tu mano a Jericó y a su rey con sus varones de guerra.
And the Lord said unto Joshua, see, I have given into thine hand Jericho and the king thereof and the mighty man of valor.
Rodearéis pues la ciudad todos los hombres de guerra yendo alrededor de la ciudad una vez, y esto haréis durante 6 días.
And ye shall compass the city, all ye men of war, and go round about the city once. Thus shalt thou do 6 days.
Y 7 sacerdotes llevarán 7 bocinas de cuernos de carnero delante del arca. Y el séptimo día daréis 7 vueltas a la ciudad, y los sacerdotes tocarán las bocinas.
And 7 priests shall bear before the ark 7 trumpets of ram's horns. And the 7th day ye shall compass the city 7 times, and the priests shall blow with the trumpets.
Y cuando toquen prolongadamente el cuerno de carnero, así que oigáis el sonido de la bocina, todo el pueblo gritará a gran voz, y el muro de la ciudad caerá. Entonces subirá el pueblo, cada uno derecho hacia adelante.
And it shall come to pass that when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when ye hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city shall fall down flat, and the people shall ascend up every man straight before him.
Inclinemos nuestros rostros para orar un momento.
Let us bow our heads.
Padre amado, Señor Jesús.
Lord Jesus.
Tú conoces la necesidad que hay en cada corazón.
You know the need of every heart here tonight.
Tú conoces lo que cada persona está pasando.
You know what every person here, Father, is going through.
Y conoces también lo que cada persona necesita.
And you also know what every person needs.
Así que, Padre, esta noche te rogamos.
And so, Father, we ask you tonight.
Que tú puedas descender y tomar cada petición.
That you would just come down and take every request, every petition.
Y que puedas, Señor, tornar en bendición cada una de esas peticiones.
And that you would just bless those, each one of those requests.
Pedimos esto, Padre,
Lord, we ask this
en el nombre de nuestro Señor Jesucristo.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Tomen asiento unos momentos.
You may be seated for a moment.
Y espero que podamos disfrutar la palabra.
And I trust that we'll be able to enjoy the word.
Queremos hablar un poquito esta noche acerca de nuestra caminata con Dios.
We want to talk a little bit about our walk with God.
Porque fuimos llamados a una caminata
Because
con Dios.
We were called to walk with God.
Fuimos llamados a caminar en un sendero.
We were called to walk in this way.
Fuimos llamados a caminar por un camino.
We were called to walk in a certain path.
Y ese camino es llamado el camino estrecho.
And that path is the narrow way.
Entonces, cuando usted escucha que es un camino estrecho, eso le da la idea de que no es algo fácil de caminar.
And so when you hear the narrow way, that lets you know that it's not an easy path.
Nosotros sabemos que no ha sido fácil llegar hasta el lugar donde nosotros estamos.
We know that it has not been easy to come to the place where we are at this moment.
Y no estoy hablando acerca de llegar a la iglesia.
And I'm not talking about just coming to church.
Porque venir a la iglesia, pues, estuvo fácil. Conducir el carro y la calefacción en el carro, todo estaba bien.
Because coming to church, it was easy because you have the heat on and you have maybe heated seats or whatever.
Pero no es lo mismo venir a la iglesia que venir a la palabra.
But it's not the same thing coming to church. It's not the same thing coming to church than compared to coming to the Word.
Es diferente.
It's different.
Usted puede venir a la iglesia todos los días.
You can come to church every day.
Y podemos a veces olvidar cada día que venimos a la iglesia.
And maybe we might forget that every time that we've come to church.
Pero venimos a la palabra una sola
But
vez.
But we come to the Word one time.
Y yo creo que ninguno de nosotros hemos olvidado esa primera vez
and
cuando venimos a la palabra.
I don't think we've forgotten that experience that we had when we came to the Word.
Yo no olvido la vez que yo vine a la palabra.
I can't forget the time when I came to the Word.
Déjeme decirle, yo nací en este mensaje.
Let me tell you, I was born in this message.
Yo nací en esta creencia, en esta fe.
I was born in this faith.
Cuando mis padres me tuvieron, cuando yo nací, ellos ya conocían el mensaje.
When my parents gave birth to me, they already knew the message.
Pero una cosa es estar en el mensaje.
But it's one thing to be in the message.
Y otra cosa diferente es que el mensaje esté en mí.
And another thing is for the message to be inside of you.
Y esa es la diferencia
and that's
en
the
el
difference
tiempo en el que estamos viviendo.
In the time that we are living in.
Tenemos gente viniendo al mensaje.
We have people that come to the message.
Pero necesitamos que el mensaje llegue aquí adentro.
But we need that message get inside of them.
Tenemos gente cargando el mensaje de la hora.
We have people that carry the message.
Tenemos gente yendo a la iglesia cargando la Biblia.
People that go to church and they carry the Bible.
Ahora que veníamos en el carro y caminando por todas estas bellas ciudades.
And when we were traveling, when we were in the car while ago and going through these cities.
Yo miré un montón de iglesias alrededor de estas ciudades.
I saw many churches around the cities.
Y yo me imagino mucha gente ahora que es fin de año, ellos tomarán su Biblia e irán a la iglesia.
And I imagine that many people are going to go to church here in this New Year's time.
Pero no es lo mismo cargar la Biblia, tener la Biblia.
But it's not the same thing to carry the Bible.
A que la Biblia esté viviendo dentro de nosotros.
But that the Bible's be inside of you.
Estamos en el camino correcto, iglesia.
We are in the correct way.
Usted no tenga duda de que este es el camino correcto.
You don't have to be doubting that this is the right way.
Hay gente que está abandonando el camino.
There are people that are leaving this way.
Recuerde la visión que el hermano Branham tuvo.
Remember the vision that Brother Branham had.
Aquellas iglesitas, aquellas mujercitas estaban caminando en la línea.
Those women, they were walking there in that line.
Pero cuando la visión estaba a punto de concluir, estaba a punto de cerrarse.
But when that vision was about to close,
habían algunas que estaban tambaleando y moviéndose de un lado.
There were some that were moving from side to side and they were getting out of step.
Déjeme decirle esta noche.
And let me tell you tonight.
No es fácil mantenerse en el camino.
It's not easy to stay in the way.
Pero solamente hay un camino.
But there is only one way.
Yo conozco muchos buenos hombres a través de la historia, he leído de ellos.
I've read about many men that throughout the history.
Muchos buenos filósofos.
Very great philosophers.
Grandes hombres.
Great men.
Pero solo conozco de uno.
But I only know one.
Que tuvo el valor suficiente.
That had the sufficient valor.
De decir yo soy el camino, la verdad y la vida.
To say that I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Yo estoy contento esta noche.
And I'm very happy tonight.
De decir que yo sirvo al Dios que dijo yo soy el camino, la verdad y la vida.
To tell you that I serve the God who said I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Gloria a Dios.
Glory to God.
Bendito sea Dios.
Blessed be His name.
Siéntase alegre esta noche.
Feel happy tonight.
De servir a un Dios que está vivo.
That you are serving a living God.
Usted no está sirviendo a un Dios que no se mueve.
You're not serving a God that doesn't move.
En Honduras tenemos mucho paganismo.
In Honduras we have a lot of paganism.
La gente llega y le ora a pequeñas estatuillas.
The people go and they bow down to little statues.
El mes pasado tuvieron en mi ciudad una celebración.
Last month in my city they had a little celebration.
Ellos tienen un santo patrón.
And they have a holy patron.
Él se llama San Diego.
And his name is San Diego.
Él no se puede mover.
And he can't move.
Pero la gente le pide milagros.
But the people ask of him miracles.
Y saca su dinero y se lo pone a San Diego.
And they take out their money and they give it to San Diego.
Y le dice, San Diego, ayúdame a conseguir trabajo.
And they tell him and ask him, San Diego, please help me to get some work.
Y ellos dicen, San Diego, ayúdame a que yo pueda sanar.
And San Diego, please help me so that I can be healed.
Pero San Diego ni siquiera se puede mover.
But San Diego can't even move.
San Diego, desde que yo lo conozco siendo un niño, San Diego está en esta posición todo el tiempo.
San Diego, ever since I've known him since I was a little kid, he's in this position the whole time.
Cuando San Diego se ensucia, alguien tiene que venir y limpiarle la cara.
When San Diego gets dirty, somebody has to wipe his face.
Él no puede ni siquiera limpiarse su cara.
He can't even clean his own face.
Para ustedes es gracioso.
But for you it's funny.
Pero esa gente tiene fe en
But those people have faith in San Diego.
¿Sabe por qué es gracioso para usted?
You know why that's funny to you?
Porque usted sabe que eso es falso.
Because you know that that's false.
¿Sabe por qué es gracioso para usted?
And you know why that's funny to you?
Porque usted conoce a un Dios que sí se mueve.
Because you know a God that does move.
Porque usted conoce a un Dios que sí responde.
Because you know a God that can answer.
Eso, para que Dios responda, usted necesita hablar con fe.
So for God to answer, you need to speak to Him in faith.
Si usted tiene fe esta noche,
if you have faith tonight,
no se preocupe.
Don't worry.
Usted se irá diferente de esta iglesia.
You'll leave this place differently.
Lo único que usted debía traer es un poco de fe.
All you had to do is bring a bit of faith.
Porque la palabra de Dios está aquí.
Because the Word of God is here.
El Espíritu Santo está aquí.
The Holy Spirit is here.
Y cuando el Espíritu Santo se conecta a la fe,
and when the Holy Spirit connects with faith.
Y con esa fe vamos a la palabra.
And when that faith takes us to
la
the word,
dice, pedí,
the Bible says, ask and it shall be given to you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Darle un aplauso a ese rey de
Can
reyes?
You give him a clap of praise?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Servimos a un Dios que está vivo.
We serve a God that's alive.
Pero usted necesita llamarlo con fe.
But you need to call him by faith.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Usted sabe la fe.
You know faith.
Es comparada con uno de nuestros sentidos.
It's compared to one of our senses.
Usted sabe que nosotros tenemos cinco sentidos.
You know that we have five senses. Right.
Con uno podemos ver.
With one we can see. Right.
Yeah. Yo puedo ver a mi esposa que está allá atrás.
I can see that my wife is back there. Right.
Y mi fe me dice que ella es la más linda de todas ellas, la
and
que está acá.
My faith tells me, my sight tells me, she's the most beautiful that's in here.
Yeah, amen. That's
right. Algunos dijeron que no, porque la de ustedes.
Someone said no, because that's not your wife.
Gloria a Dios.
Glory to God.
Pero lo declara la vista nuestra.
But you see, that's what our eyesight is declaring.
Pero hay otro sentido que declara el gusto.
But there is another sense that declares taste.
Nadie de ustedes puede decirme cómo sabe esta agua.
None of you can tell me how this water tastes like.
Solamente el gusto mío, el sentido del gusto puede decirlo.
Only my taste buds are able to know.
Nadie puede decirme a qué huele.
You can't tell me how it smells like either.
Yo le puedo decir, hermano Aarón, huele a fresas el agua.
I can tell brother Aaron that water smells like strawberries.
Y yo puedo decirle, yo lo percibo.
And I can tell him, well, I don't smell that. Or you can tell me I don't smell that.
Pero lo declara mi sentido del olfato.
But my sense of smell declares that.
Tenemos cinco sentidos, iglesia.
We have five senses, church.
Pero déjeme decirle algo.
But let me tell you something.
Estos cinco sentidos pueden fallar.
These five senses can fail you.
Usted a veces puede ver cosas.
Sometimes you can see things
que parecen ser ciertas.
That seem like they're right or they're true.
Pero no son ciertas.
But are not true.
Usted puede oler algo.
You can smell something.
Y su sentido del olfato puede fallarle.
And your sense of smell could fail you.
Usted puede escuchar algo.
You could hear something.
Y usted puede decir, dímelo otra vez porque escuché mal.
And you can say, tell me again because I heard it wrong.
Eso muestra que sus cinco sentidos
pueden
fallar.
That shows that your five senses.
Pero cuando Dios hizo a su novia.
But when God made his bride,
cuando Dios hizo a sus elegidos,
when God made his elective,
Dios puso un sexto sentido
he
en ellos.
Gave a sixth sense to you and me.
Debe decirle cuando mi vista falla,
you know, when my eyesight fails,
mi sexto sentido no puede fallar.
My sixth sense cannot fail.
Porque mi sexto sentido solo puede reposar en un solo lugar.
Because my sixth sense can only rest in one place.
Mi sexto sentido solo puede reposar en esta
palabra. It can only rest in this word. Amen.
Cuando yo tengo ese sexto sentido puesto acá,
when I have that sixth sense placed on this,
no importa lo que venga a mi oído.
It doesn't matter what comes to my ear.
El médico me dirá que yo no puedo sanar.
The doctor may tell me I cannot get healed.
No me importa.
It doesn't matter to me.
Yo puedo ver que no estoy sanando.
I can see that maybe I'm not getting better.
Pero eso tampoco importa.
But that doesn't matter either.
Puedo sentir en mi cuerpo que no estoy sanando.
I can feel that in my body I'm not getting better.
Pero tampoco importa eso.
But that doesn't matter either.
Porque tenemos un sexto sentido.
Because we have a sixth sense.
Y mi sexto sentido apunta todo el tiempo a lo que él hizo
por mí. And my sixth sense always points me back to what he's done for me.
Hermanos.
Brethren.
Los médicos hacen su trabajo.
The doctors can do their job.
Pero cuando ellos terminan lo que conocen.
But when they're done with what they know what to do,
entonces tenemos un lugar mejor a donde ir.
Then we have a better place to go to.
No hay necesidad de deprimirse.
You don't have to get depressed.
Han pasado miles de años.
There's been thousands of years that have
Pero
gone by.
La palabra sigue diciendo,
but the word continues to say,
por su llaga hemos
by
sido
his stripes
sanados.
I've been healed. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Eso lo hace la fe.
That's what faith does.
Ahora, usted dice, hermano, yo he ido a la iglesia.
Now, you might tell me, brother, I've gone to church.
Y yo no he sentido nada.
And I haven't felt one thing.
Lo único que siento es sueño.
The only thing I feel is sleepy.
Yo voy a la iglesia porque mi mamá me lleva.
I go to church because my parents take me to church.
Yo voy a la iglesia porque si no mi papá se enoja.
I go to church because if not my dad will get upset.
Pero si fuera mi decisión,
but if it was up to me,
yo estuviera en casa,
I would be at the house
viendo Instagram,
watching Instagram
or Facebook,
or Facebook
or Twitter,
or Twitter.
Para conocer cuál es el cantante de moda.
To see which one is the most, you know, the modern singer of the day.
Para saber qué es lo que Netflix está estrenando.
To see what Netflix is showing.
Pero mis papás me traen acá, yo no siento nada en la iglesia.
But my parents bring me here and I don't feel anything at church.
Pero yo no culpo a alguien que se sienta así.
I don't blame anyone that feels that way.
No.
No.
Yo creo que esas personas, ellos dicen,
I believe that those people, they say,
si yo pudiera tan siquiera sentir a Dios un poco,
if I could just feel God, just a little bit,
yo sería diferente.
I would be different.
Pues déjeme decirle, Dios está aquí hoy.
But let me tell you, God is here today.
Usted dice, ese hombre está loco.
You might say, that man's crazy.
La gente en Honduras está loca.
The people in Honduras, they're crazy.
¿Hay algún otro loco aquí?
Is there any other crazy ones here?
Okay.
It's a crazy house here.
Bienvenidos al manicomio.
Welcome to the crazy house spoken word.
Porque aquí habemos locos.
Because we have crazy people here.
Allá arriba en los cielos.
There in heaven.
Hay un manicomio más grande.
There's a bigger crazy house there.
Todos los locos como nosotros.
And they're crazy like us.
Son puestos allá un día de estos.
They're there and they're waiting for us.
Pablo dijo un día.
Paul said.
Por la locura del evangelio.
By the craziness of preaching. The
Adiós
foolishness.
Salvar al mundo.
And that's how it pleased him to save the world.
¿Sabe por qué usted no lo siente?
You know why you don't feel it?
Porque usted no lo ha recibido.
Because you haven't received it.
Hermano Brandon era un joven.
Brother Branham was a young man.
No estoy tomando mucho tiempo, ¿verdad?
I'm not taking too much time.
No, no los veo durmiendo todavía.
I don't see you sleeping yet, so we're still good.
Okay, la señal va a ser cuando el primero esté haciendo esto.
The first time, the sign will be when the first one does that.
Yo voy a pensar que me está pidiendo que me baje.
And you're gonna, I'm gonna be thinking that what you want me to do is get down, to stop.
¿Estamos bien?
Are we okay? All right.
Hermano Brandon era un joven.
Brother Brandon was a young man.
Y él predicaba en los parques.
And he preached in the parks.
Y entonces siendo él un joven predicando en los parques,
and he was a young man preaching in the parks.
Un anciano se acercó.
There was an older gentleman that came to him.
Y entonces le dijo, muchacho, yo quiero que me pruebes ese Dios que tú tienes.
And he asked Brother Branham, he said, you need to prove to me about that God that you're preaching about.
Pruébame que es real.
Prove to me that he's real.
Si tú me pruebas que es real, yo voy a creer como tú crees.
If you prove to me that he's real, then I'll believe the way you believe.
Hermano Branham siendo un joven,
and Brother Branham being a young man,
él le dijo, yo lo creo porque está escrito en la palabra.
He said to him, I believe it because it's written in the word.
Entonces el hombre dijo, eso no es suficiente para mí.
So the man told him, he said, that's not sufficient for me.
Muéstramelo.
Show it to me that he's real.
Hermano Branham se sintió derrotado.
And Brother Branham felt like he was defeated.
No sabía cómo responder.
He did not know how to respond to this man.
Pero la Biblia dice,
but the Bible says,
que si usted se para por Dios,
that if you stand for God,
Dios se va a parar por usted.
God will stand for you.
En ese preciso momento,
and at that moment,
el Espíritu Santo bajó.
The Holy Spirit came down.
Y se paró al lado de su profeta.
And he stood next to the prophet.
Cuando el hombre anciano decidió irse,
and when that older gentleman decided to walk away and leave,
con la victoria,
¿con qué?
Con la victoria,
with his victory, he felt like he had victory over Brother Branham.
El hermano Branham, el Espíritu Santo le dijo, dile que se detenga.
The Holy Spirit told him, tell him to stand still.
Y el Espíritu Santo habló a su profeta.
And the Holy Spirit spoke to through Brother Branham, through his prophet.
Yo creo que el hermano Branham, él murió.
And I believe Brother Branham, he died.
Pero el Espíritu Santo no murió.
But the Holy Spirit doesn't die. Amen.
Dios todavía tiene vasos.
God still has vessels.
Y si Dios se paró por su profeta,
and if God stood for his prophet,
Dios se va a parar por su novia God, en este tiempo.
God will stand for his bride in this time. Amen.
Le dijo, dile que se detenga.
And he told him, he said, tell him to hold on.
Hermano Branham le dijo, deténgase un poco.
And Brother Branham told him to stop.
Y le dijo, yo le voy a mostrar a él. ¿Cómo recibir a Dios?
He said, I'm going to show him how to receive God.
Él tenía un pequeño prendedor acá.
And he had a little
un pin,
like a little pin or something right here.
Hermano Branham lo tomó.
And Brother Branham took it.
Era un hombre grande él.
And he was a big man.
Un hombre fuerte.
A strong man.
Quizá vestía de rojo.
Maybe he was dressed in red.
Y se paró ahí.
And he stood there.
Hermano Branham siendo un hombre pequeño.
And Brother Branham, we know he was a small man.
Tomó esa pequeña aguja.
He took that little needle.
Que estaba acá en él.
That was on him, that little pin.
Y le dijo.
And he told him.
¿Lo sientes?
He took that little, the little needle from the pin and he started poking him and he asked him, he said, do you feel that?
El hombre dijo, claro que lo siento.
And the man said, of course I feel that.
¿Sientes esto?
He said, do you feel this?
Claro que lo siento.
Of course I feel that.
Hermano Brandon dijo, yo no lo siento.
And Brother Brandon said, I don't feel it.
¿Usted lo siente, hermano Aaron?
Do you feel it, Brother Aaron?
Yes.
Yo no lo siento.
But I don't feel it.
No, no, no. Tranquilo.
Sigamos el drama.
Let's keep going with the drama.
Yo no lo siento.
He said, I don't feel it.
¿Usted lo siente, hermano?
Do you feel it, brother?
¿Usted lo siente,
do you feel it, brother?
¿Usted lo siente, hermano?
Do you feel it?
No, no. ¿Usted, hermana, no
do you
lo
feel
siente?
It, sister?
Hermano Aaron, ¿usted lo siente?
Brother Aaron, do you feel it?
El hombre le dijo, ustedes los cristianos están locos.
That man told him, you Christians, you all are crazy.
¿Cómo lo vas a sentir? Le dijo.
How can you feel that?
Si soy yo quien lo está recibiendo.
Because I'm the one who's being touched by that pin.
El hermano Branham le dijo, eso es lo que yo quiero decirle.
And brother Branham told him, that's what I want to tell you.
Si usted quiere sentirlo.
If you want to feel it.
Usted tiene que recibirlo.
You have to receive it.
Si usted quiere sentir sanidad, solo recibe.
If you want healing, you have to receive it.
Si usted quiere sentir el Espíritu Santo, usted tiene que recibirlo
primero.
If
you want to feel the Holy Spirit, you have to receive the Holy Spirit.
Porque el mundo puede decir no lo siento.
Because the world can say I don't feel it.
Pero yo sí lo siento esta
But
noche.
I do feel it tonight.
Lo he sentido a través de todo este año que está pasando.
I have felt it all throughout this year.
Yo siento que él me ayudó ayer.
I feel that he's helped me yesterday.
Yo siento que él me ayudó hoy.
I felt that he's helped me today.
Y si hay un mañana, hay un año 2024.
And if there's a tomorrow and a 2024,
él me seguirá ayudando.
He will continue to help me.
Porque hay una cosa, yo sé que él es el mismo.
Because I know that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Gloria a Dios.
Glory to God.
Aleluya. Eso hace la fe.
That's what faith does.
Ahora estamos en una caminata.
So we're in a walk.
De la misma manera en que Josué estuvo en una caminata.
Just as Joshua was in a walk.
A él se le pidió, a ellos se le pidieron que llegaran a la tierra.
They were told to go and possess the land.
Esa tierra era una promesa para ellos.
That land was a promise to them.
¿Cuántos lo creen?
How many believe that?
Nada ni nadie podía impedir.
Nobody could stop.
Que ellos llegaran a esa tierra.
That they get to that land.
Ahí estaba el Mar Rojo.
There was the one that was the
Red Sea.
The Red Sea, el Mar Rojo, the Red Sea. I didn't hear what he had said. So I heard something red and
sí,
then.
Sí, está bien. Yo les pregunto esta noche.
And I ask you tonight.
¿Los detuvo el Mar Rojo?
Did the Red Sea stop them?
No.
No. Estaban las aguas amargas.
There were bitter waters.
¿Los detuvieron las aguas amargas?
Did the bitter waters stop them?
Estaba el desierto.
They were in the desert.
¿Y los detuvo el desierto?
Did the desert stop them?
¿Por qué no los detuvo ninguna de esas cosas?
Why did none of those things stop them?
Ellos estaban predestinados para llegar a la tierra de promesa.
It was because they were predestined to get to that land.
Ellos habían sido elegidos para llegar a la tierra de promesa.
They were elected to come to get to that land.
Ahora yo voy a preguntar esta noche
now,
con fe en su corazón.
Now I want to ask you tonight with faith in your heart.
¿Cree usted que Dios le escogió?
Do you believe that God chose you?
Amen.
Ahora déjeme decirle.
Now let me tell you.
Dios no se equivoca.
God doesn't make mistakes.
No, he doesn't.
Si Dios lo escogió a usted.
If God chose you.
Dios no está practicando. Dios no está aprendiendo.
God is not practicing on you, or he's not learning.
Él sabe lo que él hizo.
He knows what he has done.
El pastor no pudo traerlo.
The pastor couldn't bring him.
El hermano no pudo traerlo a usted.
I'm sorry, the pastor couldn't bring you, the brother couldn't bring you in.
Tuvo que ser Dios trayéndolo a usted.
It had to be God drawing you.
No se le olvide eso en su corazón.
And don't forget that in your heart.
Cuando el diablo venga y ponga algo ahí en su mente.
When the devil comes in and throws those things in your mind.
Usted puede decirle, Satanás, yo fui traído por el Espíritu Santo.
You can say, Satan, I've been brought here by the Holy Spirit.
Yo fui elegido por el Espíritu
I've been elected
Santo.
By the Holy Spirit.
Y eso es lo que hace la diferencia.
And that's what makes the difference.
Si el hombre lo trajo a usted,
if man brought you here,
el hombre lo va a sacar del camino.
The man can take you out of the way.
Pero si Dios lo puso en este
but
camino,
but if God brought you in this way,
no hay nada ni nadie que pueda sacarlo
there
de
is
este
nothing
camino.
Or nothing, nobody that can take you out of this way.
No hay pueda sacarlo del camino.
There is no trial that can take you out of this way.
No hay enfermedad que pueda sacarlo.
There is
del
no
camino.
Sickness that can take you out of this
Porque
way.
Dios no está aprendiendo.
Because God is not learning.
El profeta dijo,
the prophet said,
Dios no te salva hoy.
God doesn't save you today
para perderte mañana.
To lose you tomorrow.
Dios no te salvó en la cruz del Calvario.
God didn't save you on the cross of
para
Calvary.
Perderte hoy en el año 2023.
To lose you here in 2023.
Si Dios te salvó,
if God saved you,
Él lo hizo desde ahora,
He did it today.
Para siempre.
And He did it forever, for eternity.
Usted es salvo por gracia de
You're
Dios.
Saved by grace.
Usted es salvo por lo que usted hace.
You're not saved by the things you do.
Usted es salvo por lo que Él hizo.
You're saved for what He did for you on Calvary.
Gloria a Dios.
Glory to God.
Nada pudo detener al pueblo de Israel.
Nothing could detain the children of Israel.
Ahora ellos eran una sombra de nosotros.
Nothing could stop them. Now they're a shadow of us.
Ahora estamos en este camino.
Now we're in this way.
Y usted en este camino.
And you're in this way.
Solamente puede avanzar.
You can only advance.
O ir hacia atrás.
Or only move backwards.
Usted no puede quedarse estancado.
You can't stay still.
Este año que está pasando,
this year that's leaving us,
es el 2023.
It's 2023.
O usted está más adelante,
you're either ahead,
de lo que estaba en el 2022,
or what you were in 2022,
o usted está más atrás,
or you're just going backwards more.
Solo puede hacer esas dos cosas.
And you can only do those two things.
O avanza,
you either advance in this walk,
o retrocede,
or you're either going backwards.
Aún en cosas simples,
and even in simple things,
como este servicio,
like this service,
usted no se va a ir igual.
You shouldn't. You're not going to leave here differently.
O usted se va mejor.
I'm sorry. You're not going to leave here the same.
O usted se va mejor.
You're either going to leave here better,
o se va peor,
or you're going to leave worse.
Es la decisión suya.
It's your decision. It's your choice. Amen.
Lo que quiero que veamos antes de terminar.
What I want us to see before we finish.
Es que de la misma manera en que nada detuvo al pueblo de Israel para llegar a la tierra de promesa.
That the same thing, the same way that nothing stopped the children of Israel from getting to the promised land.
No hay nada que pueda detenerlo a usted.
There is nothing that can stop you.
Para llegar a su máxima promesa.
To come to your maximum promise.
Porque tenemos promesas
Because
en la Biblia.
Because we have promises.
Sanidad divina es una promesa
Divine
en la Biblia.
Healing is a promise of God.
Perdón de pecados es una promesa para nosotros
Forgiveness
en la Biblia.
Of sins is a promise for us.
La revelación de toda la palabra.
The revelation of all the word.
Es una promesa para nosotros.
It's a promise for us.
No es para la denominación.
It's not for the denomination.
Es para todos nosotros.
It's for all of us.
El libro está abierto.
The book has been opened.
Los misterios han sido revelados.
The mysteries have been revealed.
Para traernos a nosotros.
To bring us.
A la máxima promesa que nosotros
to
tenemos.
The maximum promise that we have.
Tenemos dones prometidos en la Biblia.
We have gifts that have been promised in the Word.
Y los dones están bien.
And the gifts are fine.
Hablar en lenguas está bien.
Speaking in tongues is good.
Sanidad divina está bien.
Divine healing is good.
Pero la máxima promesa ha sido dada a su novia.
But the maximum promise has been given to his bride.
Solamente a su novia.
Only to his bride.
Se le ha prometido.
Has been promised to her.
Que estos cuerpos.
That these bodies.
Van a ser cambiados.
Will be changed.
Gloria a Dios.
Glory to God.
Yo no he escuchado nada más grande que eso.
I've never heard nothing greater than that.
Mi cuerpo.
My body.
Será cambiado un día de estos.
Will be changed one of these days.
Las arrugas van a desaparecer.
The wrinkles will go away.
Las canas van a desaparecer.
The white hair will go away.
El dolor de espalda se irá un día de estos.
The back pain will be no more.
En un abrir y cerrar de ojos.
In a twinkling and an open of an eye.
Cristo resucitarán primero.
The dead in Christ shall rise first.
Y los que hayamos quedado.
And those who remain.
Recibiremos lo más glorioso.
Will receive the most glorious thing of all the ages.
Recibirlo a él en el aire.
To receive him in the air.
¿Sabe qué es lo más glorioso?
You know what's the most glorious thing?
Tiene un nombre.
That there is a name.
Tiene un nombre esta noche.
That you have a name today.
Right. Se llama nuestro Señor Jesucristo.
And your name is Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Es lo más glorioso que existe.
And that's the most glorious thing that exists.
Y está prometido para usted y para mí.
It's promised to you and me.
Jesucristo.
Jesus Christ.
Reinando con su novia.
Reigning with his bride.
Juntos.
Together. Amen.
¿A dónde fuimos ahora?
Where did we go earlier?
Al futuro.
We went to the future.
Pero ahorita estamos en la caminata.
But now we're walking presently.
Yo no veo que nada pasa.
I don't see that nothing's happening.
Yeah, come on, brother.
Amen. Josué.
Joshua.
Reúne al pueblo.
Gather the people.
Reúne a los sacerdotes.
Gather the priests.
Que tomen las trompetas.
They take the trumpets.
Y que empiecen a marchar.
And start it's marching.
Yeah. Y marcharon el primer día.
And they marched the first day.
Y no pasó nada.
And nothing happened.
Le preguntaron a la gente.
They asked the people.
¿Vieron que los muros se movieron?
Did you see that the walls, did they shake?
¿Tocaron la trompeta?
When they blew the trumpet?
No, no vimos nada.
No, we didn't hear anything.
No.
We didn't see anything.
Bueno, entonces, hagámoslo el segundo día.
Well, let's do it the next day.
Tomemos la trompeta el segundo día.
Let's take the trumpet the next day.
Algo va a pasar el segundo día.
Something's going to happen on the second day.
Se prepararon.
And they prepared themselves.
Se tomaron la trompeta.
And they took the trumpets.
Se vistieron.
And they dressed right.
Tomaron el arca del pacto.
They took the ark of the covenant.
Y empezaron a marchar.
And they started to march.
Cuando era mediodía sudaron.
And when it was noon, they were sweating.
El sol se puso fuerte.
And the sun got strong.
Y cuando fueron a guardar la trompeta.
And when they went to put up their horns.
¿Pasó algo hoy?
Did something happen today?
Uh-huh. No.
Nope.
¿Se movieron los muros?
Did the walls shake?
No.
No.
¿Qué pasó algo extraño hoy en el culto?
Did something strange happen in the service?
No, no pasó nada. No.
Nothing happened. Everything was the same.
¿Qué hicieron?
What did you do?
Solo caminamos.
All we did was walk.
Gloria a Dios porque estamos caminando.
Glory to God that we're walking.
Así que tomaron el tercer día.
So they on the third day.
Y prepararon la trompeta.
They prepared the trumpets just the same.
Pasó lo mismo.
And the same thing happened.
Quizá alguien dijo.
Maybe someone said.
Debería estamos perdiendo el tiempo.
We're just wasting our time.
Quitemos a este Josué.
Let's just take this Joshua out.
Y mejor hagamos armas.
And let's make weapons.
Y empujemos las puertas de Jericó.
And let's push the walls of Jericho down.
Mejor consigamos cuerdas.
Maybe let's find ropes.
Y subamos, escalemos Jericó.
And let's climb up Jericho walls.
Pero Dios había dicho.
But God had told them.
No que iban a escalar Jericó.
Not that you were going to walk up or climb up Jericho.
Sino que iban a atravesar Jericó.
But that you were going to walk through Jericho.
Y la palabra de Dios tiene que cumplirse.
And the word of God has to be fulfilled.
Cuando se llegó el quinto día.
And when the fifth day came.
Se preparó el quinto sacerdote.
The fifth priest got
y empezó
ready.
A pulir su trompeta.
And he started to prepare his horn.
Y empezó a tocar la trompeta.
And he started to blow his horn.
Y la caminata siguió.
And the walk started again.
Y la trompeta sonaba, el justo por la fe vivirá.
And the trumpet was sounding, the just shall live by faith.
Pero no pasó nada.
But nothing happened.
Pasó el sexto día.
The sixth day came.
Y el sexto trompetista.
And the sixth trumpeter.
También pulió su trompeta.
He prepared his horn.
Y sonó más fuerte el sonido.
And the sound was even louder than the previous trumpeter.
Sin santidad nadie verá al Señor.
Without holiness, no one will see the Lord.
Allá dentro de Jericó.
And there inside of Jericho walls.
Había una mujercita.
There was a lady there.
Ella estaba escuchando el sonido de cada trompetista.
And she's hearing the sound of every trumpet.
Y a medida que la trompeta sonaba.
And as the trumpet was sounding.
Ella se estaba preparando.
She was preparing herself.
¿Usted sabe de quién estoy hablando?
Do you know who I'm talking about?
Estoy hablando de Rahab.
I'm talking about Rahab.
Rahab tenía una señal puesta en su casa.
Rahab had a sign that was placed on her house.
Rahab había recibido un mensaje.
Rahab had received a message.
Y ahora el sonido de la trompeta.
And now the sound of the trumpet.
Con el sonido de la trompeta.
With the sound of the trumpet.
Ella se estaba preparando.
She was preparing herself.
Déjame decirle, esta noche la trompeta está sonando.
And let me tell you, tonight the trumpet is sounding.
Y estamos caminando en la vía correcta.
And we are walking in the right way.
Gloria a Dios.
Glory to God.
Parece que nada está pasando.
It seems like nothing is happening.
Vamos a la iglesia.
We go to church.
¿Pasó algo?
Did something happen?
No, nada.
No, nothing.
El mismo sermón.
It's the same message.
Predicó hermano Aarón.
Brother Aaron preached.
Me dormí un ratito.
I slept a little bit.
No pasó nada.
Nothing happened.
Y regresamos a la iglesia como si nada.
And we come back to church like as if nothing, or we leave church like nothing.
Pero algo está pasando.
But something is happening.
Algo está cambiando.
Something is changing.
Estamos cada día que pasa.
Every day that goes by, someone's taking an extra step.
Un paso adelante.
Another step ahead.
Como dijo aquella mujercita de color.
As that colored lady said.
Yo no soy lo que quisiera ser.
I'm not what I'd like to be.
Tampoco soy lo que debería ser.
And I'm not what I should be.
Pero una cosa sé.
But one thing I know.
Yo no soy lo que antes
I'm not what I used to be.
¿Qué es eso? Estamos caminando.
What is that? It's because we're walking on a journey.
Cuando se llegó el sexto día.
And when the sixth day came.
A mí me gusta esto.
I love this.
Porque realmente el sonido de la trompeta no dejó caer Jericó.
Because really the sound of the trumpet was not what made the walls fall.
Dice el profeta.
The prophet said
que cuando el pueblo gritó.
That when the people shouted.
Recuerde.
Remember.
La trompeta sonó.
The trumpet sounded.
Pero el pueblo también gritó.
But the people also shouted as well.
Yo creo que la trompeta sonó.
And I believe that the trumpet sounded.
El séptimo trompetista sonó la trompeta.
The seventh trumpeter sounded the trumpet.
Pero ahora.
But now.
Hemos tomado el libro.
We have taken the book.
Para que sea Juan.
So that it be John.
El que profetice nuevamente.
Who prophesies again.
Es el tiempo de que el pueblo grite.
It's time for the people to shout.
Pero en medio del gritar del pueblo,
but in the middle of the shouting of the people,
el profeta dice,
the prophet says
que el grito del rey,
that the shout of the king
estaba en medio del campamento,
was in the middle of the camp.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
¿Se da cuenta lo que creemos?
And do you see what we believe?
¿Se da cuenta lo que recibimos?
Do you see what we have received?
Es tiempo de que tome el mensaje.
It's time that you take the message.
Que tome la palabra.
That you take the word.
Y se pare por lo que dice en ella.
And stand for what that word says.
Porque el grito del rey está
because the shout of the king is in the middle of the camp. Amen.
No solamente es el hermano Luis y yo predicando acá.
It's not just me and Brother Luis preaching here.
Pero es la voz de él hablándole a usted.
But it's his voice speaking to you.
Diciéndole, siga adelante.
Telling you to keep moving on.
No se detenga.
Do not give up.
Parece que nada está pasando.
It seems like nothing's happening.
El diablo va a decirle.
The devil will tell you.
Nada está pasando.
Nothing's happening.
Estás perdiendo el tiempo.
You're wasting your time.
Háblele al diablo en su cara.
You tell the devil on his face.
Estoy caminando.
And you tell him, I'm walking.
Estoy avanzando.
I'm advancing.
Él lo dijo,
he said it. And he will fulfill it.
¿Alguien puede creerlo?
Somebody can believe that.
Denle un aplauso al Señor.
Give a clap of praise to the Lord. Stand to your feet. Amen.
Amado Padre Celestial.
Heavenly Father.
Gracias te damos, Señor,
Lord, we thank you tonight.
Gracias por el tiempo tomado, Señor.
We thank you, Lord, that you've given us this time.
Gracias por cada creyente.
Lord, we thank you for every believer.
Padre amado, que podamos saber.
Lord, that we are able to know.
Que podamos entender.
That we are able to understand.
Para qué fuimos traídos.
Why we were brought here.
Señor amado.
And Lord,
nosotros sabemos.
We know.
En nuestro corazón.
In our hearts.
Que no es una pérdida de tiempo.
That it's not a waste of time.
Caminamos, hemos caminado por años.
We have walked for many years.
Y hasta aquí podemos decir,
and we could just say here,
Ebenezer.
Ebenezer.
El Señor nos ha ayudado.
The Lord has helped us.
Y sé que nos ayudarás en el resto del camino.
I know that you will help us the rest of the way.
Puede haber algunos enfermos.
There can be sick ones amongst us.
Pero tú nos darás fuerza para creerte más cada día.
But you would give us strength to believe you more daily.
Señor, pedimos esto.
Lord, we ask this.
Mientras te pedimos.
As we ask you, Lord.
Por esta congregación.
For this congregation.
Por su cuerpo de ministros.
For the body of ministers here, Lord.
Para que tú les ayudes.
So that you help them.
Y les des fuerzas.
And that you give them strength.
Para guiar al pueblo.
So that they're able to lead and lead the people, Lord.
En la manera correcta.
In the correct way.
En el nombre de Jesucristo.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
¿Le aman a él?
Do you love him?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Quiero antes de irme agradecer por sus oraciones por mi pequeño niño Olam.
Before I step off the pulpit, I want to thank you all for the prayers that you made for my son Olam.
Hay un testimonio muy precioso.
There is a very precious testimony
que yo quisiera compartir con ustedes.
That I'd like to share with you all.
Y si tengo el tiempo de hacerlo mañana.
And if I have time to do it tomorrow.
Me gustaría que lo escucharan.
I'd like for you all to listen to it.
Yo creo que
I believe
que Dios está haciendo cosas maravillosas.
That God is doing great things.
Y la está haciendo con su pueblo.
And he's doing them with his people.
Para que podamos creer.
So that we can believe
que la promesa más grande.
That the greatest promise.
El rapto.
The rapture.
El cambio de cuerpo.
The body change.
Pertenece a nosotros.
It belongs to us.
La tierra pertenecía a Israel.
The earth that there belonged to Israel.
Y ellos la poseyeron.
And they possessed that land.
Nosotros tenemos una promesa para la cual fuimos predestinados.
We have a promise that we've been predestinated to.
Y nada ni nadie va a poder detenernos.
No one and nothing can will be able to stop us.
¿Lo creen?
Do you believe that?
Señor les bendiga
Amen.
A todos.
God bless you all tonight. Amen.
I'm sorry for that.
Let's give our brother another hand.
Dale un aplauso al hermano.
Now you got to speak Spanish. Okay,
yeah.
You ready?
Oh yeah.
Okay. Boy, well, that was wonderful.
Eso está maravilloso.
Very timely.
Está a tiempo.
We needed it.
Y lo necesitábamos.
And we sure appreciate him bringing it to us.
Lo apreciamos al hermano traernos ese mensaje.
You love the Lord?
Aman al Señor.
Let's sing a song if anybody has a
un canto si alguien tiene una necesidad.
You know,
¿saben?
To finish the story.
Para terminar la historia.
You take Rahab.
Usted coge a Rahab.
Now Rahab was not a very nice lady.
Rahab no vivía una vida muy buena.
She had a lot of problems in her life.
Ella tenía muchos problemas en su vida.
She had a lot of things that went on that were not good.
Habían cosas en su vida que le había pasado a ella.
She was a prostitute.
Ella era una prostituta.
Everybody knew her in the city.
Todos la conocían en la ciudad.
Mm-hmm. But God sent two messengers.
Pero Dios mandó dos mensajeros.
To that lady.
A esa mujer.
God sent a messenger.
Dios le mandó un mensajero.
To his bride.
A su novia.
Even though we were out there.
Aunque estábamos allá afuera.
In the prostitution of the world.
En la prostitución del mundo.
Amen.
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 To that one lady.
A esa mujer.
Probably millions in that city.
Posiblemente millones en esa ciudad.
He knew she would accept it.
Él sabía que ella lo iba a aceptar.
Didn't worry about her past.
No se preocupó del pasado de ella.
Because he was fixing to get rid of it.
Porque él iba a alejar o quitarle ese pasado.
I'm talking about God.
Yo estoy hablando de Dios.
Amen.
Amen.
Everybody in the city died.
Todos en la ciudad murieron.
Except for Rahab and her family, right?
Pero Rahab y su familia no.
You know all those men that she had been with?
Y todos esos hombres con quien ella había estado.
They were dead.
Estaban muertos.
Jesus stood one day.
Jesús se paró un día.
And had a prostitute stand in front of him.
Tuvo una prostituta que le paró al frente de él.
And there were some accusers there.
Y habían unos acusadores ahí.
Right? By the word, he got rid of those accusers.
Por medio de la palabra, él quitó esos acusadores.
All of Jericho.
Todo Jericó.
Could have accused Rahab of being a prostitute.
Hubiera podido acusar a Rahab de ser una prostituta.
But God stood one day.
Pero Dios se paró un día.
He said,
y dijo,
woman,
mujer,
where are your accusers?
¿Dónde están tus acusadores?
Where are your accusers?
¿Dónde están tus acusadores?
God got rid of all of them.
Dios se los quitó.
And there Rahab stood.
Y ahí se paró Rahab.
And she was justified.
Y ella fue justificada.
She's in the Bible.
Ella está en la Biblia.
She's one of the great women in the Bible.
Ella es una de las mujeres grandes de la Biblia.
Brother Martin, we'll see her.
Hermano Martín, lo vamos a ver.
But I promise you, those that accuse her,
pero yo le prometo que los que le acusaron a ella, ellos no van a estar ahí.
They won't be there.
No van a estar ahí.
In your life, they
en su vida, no van a estar ahí.
God will get rid of them.
Dios se los va a quitar.
If you'll just yield yourself,
si usted se entrega
to the message,
al mensaje,
and the messengers that's trying to bring you hope,
y los mensajeros que le están tratando de traer esperanza,
and bring you peace,
y darle usted paz,
just like he did Rahab,
como él le dio a Rahab.
He said, "Go and sin no more."
Él dijo, vete y no peques más.
Unless a worse thing come upon
no sé
you.
Que otra cosa peor
le
venga.
What he told us?
No es eso lo que él nos dijo
a nosotros. Sin no more.
No peque más.
Amen. Your sins have been taken
sus pecados
care of.
Han sido perdonados.
If you don't know this God,
si usted no conoce este Dios,
tonight's a good
esta
night
noche
to start.
Es una buena noche para, buena,
to
para
hear
comenzar.
The voice.
Escuchar la voz.
Remember the trumpet,
acuérdese, en la trompeta
had to sound,
tenía que sonar,
but the trumpet didn't knock the walls down.
Pero la trompeta no fue que tumbó las paredes.
It was the voice of the people.
Fue la voz de la gente.
Amen. The voice of the chosen.
La voz de los escogidos.
Not just somebody over in the woods.
No alguien allá en el bosque.
No, the people of God.
La gente de Dios.
Went around that.
Caminaron alrededor de esos muros.
And the walls came down.
Y las paredes cayeron.
When they shouted.
Cuando ellos gritaron.
This year.
Este año.
Let's shout.
Gritemos.
Let's get those walls down.
A que estas paredes se caigan.
Let us pass into eternity.
De que nosotros pasemos a la eternidad.
Even though we're standing here on the earth.
Aunque estamos aquí parados en la tierra.
Let's realize who we are.
Reconozcamos quiénes somos.
And that land always was ours.
Y que esa tierra siempre ha sido de nosotros.
Do you really believe that?
¿Verdaderamente cree usted eso?
Let's sing a song.
Cantemos un canto.
If anybody has a need.
Si alguien tiene una necesidad. Acusador esta noche, Dios está aquí para destruirlos. Él está aquí para destruirlos. Usted nunca será acusado más. No se va a traer eso delante de Dios. Él hubiera desechado a Rahab, pero él sabía que ella iba a aceptar el mensaje. Entonces él cuidó de su pasado. De que Dios cuide de su pasado. Cante.
They said you could run chariot races around.
Estoy seguro que cuando los hijos de Israel están caminando ahí por las paredes, porque decían que por ahí podían andar carrozas.
And they looked up.
Y miraron para arriba.
And they thought, we're going to have to build this.
Y ellos dijeron, vamos a tener que edificar esto.
We're going to have to get the cavalry.
Vamos a tener que coger el calgario.
To build a battering ram.
Para hacer el arma.
We got to get some. TNT, some dynamite.
Tenemos que coger, comprar dinamita.
God said stop.
Pero Dios les dijo a ellos que
I'm going to do this.
Yo voy a hacer esto.
If you'll just let me.
Si ustedes me dejan hacerlo.
Do what I tell you.
Hagan lo que yo les digo.
And I'll take care of the rest.
Yo cuidaré el resto.
That wall's too big for you to
esa
knock
pared
down yourself.
Está muy grande para ustedes tumbar.
Tonight that wall may be too big for you to knock
esa,
down.
Esta noche esa pared puede ser muy grande para usted tumbar.
But we got the shout of a king in the camp.
Pero tenemos el grito del rey en el campo.
And he made the promise.
Y él hizo la promesa.
And all they did
y lo único que ellos tuvieron que hacer
was did what the Holy Spirit said, Joshua.
Hacer lo que el Espíritu Santo, Josué,
that's all they did.
Les dijo que hiciera.
They didn't try to, we try to figure it
nosotros
out.
Nosotros tratamos de figurar
how
las cosas,
gonna, you know,
entender las cosas. ¿Cómo vamos a hacer
and
esto? ¿Cómo vamos a hacer esto? No se preocupe.
God said, no, don't worry about the figures.
Dios dijo, no se preocupe.
You just trust me.
Confíen en mí.
Trust what I've already told you.
Confíen en lo que yo ya les he dicho.
You're the children of God.
Ustedes son los hijos de Dios.
That's your land.
Esa es su tierra.
Go get it.
Vaya y cójalo.
And you know, he told them, he said,
¿y sabe, él les dijo a ellos,
they're not going to ever build these walls back again.
No van a edificar estas paredes otra vez. Amen.
They're not going to ever build these walls again.
Ellos no van a edificar esas paredes.
This will not bother you ever again.
No le va a molestar a usted más.
If you'll just trust what I said.
Usted solamente confía en lo que yo les digo.
He'll knock those walls down.
Él tumbará esas paredes.
You just take over.
Y él tomará control.
It's all yours.
Es todo suyo.
Thank you for coming.
Gracias por venir.
Thank you for listening.
Gracias por escuchar.
Pulling on the gift.
Jalando el
now tomorrow night.
Ahora mañana en la noche.
Mucho. Okay, more. We want to hear more from our brother.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
We appreciate you coming tonight.
Aprecio a ustedes por venir.
For those of you that want to stay, we have food.
Los que se quieren quedar, tenemos comida
downstairs.
Abajo.
And for you to have.
Para ustedes poder comer.
And some fellowship.
Y tener compañerismo.
And then tomorrow at 8 o'clock p.m.
Y mañana a las 8 de la tarde,
we'll start
la
service here.
Comenzaremos el servicio aquí.
We'll have a small song service.
Tenemos un pequeño cantos.
Then we'll let our brother preach long as he wants to.
Y vamos a dejar que el hermano predique todo lo que quiera.
Okay. And then after that,
y después de eso,
we'll have testimony.
Tendremos testimonios.
And we'll have songs.
Tendremos cantos.
Until midnight.
Hasta la medianoche.
Then around midnight, we'll take communion.
Y a la medianoche vamos a tomar comunión.
Just like we've done for 50-something years.
Como hemos hecho más de 50 años,
we've always had a watch night service.
Tenido un
Never not had
servicio
one.
De vigilia.
So we're going to have another one, Lord willing.
Otros, con la
tomorrow, everybody rest
mañana,
up.
Todos descansen.
With no church service tomorrow morning.
No haber servicio mañana en la mañana.
Tell somebody about the Lord, though.
Dígale a alguien del Señor.
Bring them tomorrow night.
Tráigalos mañana.
Say, hey.
Dígales.
Come listen.
Vengan a escuchar.
We'll speak to you.
Les hablaremos.
And we want to have that child up here tomorrow, too.
Y queremos tener ese
Brother Eric.
Hermano Eric.
Mañana.
Mañana.
Okay. And we'll show everybody what a miracle.
Vamos a mostrar qué milagro.
And then he'll give you the testimony behind it.
Y él le dará entonces
so
usted
Josh has
testimonio.
Got the baby back there now. So
that's
my son. Amen. So God bless you. We love you with the love of the Lord. Let's bow our heads and be dismissed. I will sanctify the food here.
Vamos a santificar la comida aquí.
And then enjoy yourself. Tell a brother.
Dígale al hermano
how much you appreciate
cuánto usted lo aprecia.
And like I said, thank you again, Brother Martin. Thank you for coming.
Gracias, hermano Martin,
and
por venir.
We've got Brother Donaldo will be here next Sunday to preach for us.
Hermano Donaldo va a estar con nosotros el
He's been here once before.
La otra semana.
But he'll be here next Sunday to speak for us. So God bless you. Let's bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father,
Padre Celestial,
Lord, thank you for the word we've got.
Señor, gracias por la palabra que nos diste.
Lord, and the way that he presented it to us, Lord.
Como él lo presentó,
we sure appreciate it, Lord.
Apreciamos eso, Señor.
The simplicity of the gospel.
La simplicidad del evangelio.
Lord, for our everyday life.
Señor, por nuestro día diario.
For that wall to come down.
Para que esas paredes caigan.
Of doubt and fear.
De duda y temor.
Frustration.
Frustración.
All the things that we go through in our daily life.
Todas las cosas que pasamos de nuestra vida diaria.
Lord, just take those things away.
Señor, quita esas cosas.
Lord, I pray that you'd sanctify the food.
Señor, santifica la comida.
Thank you for the hands that prepared it,
Gracias
Lord.
Gracias por las manos que las prepararon.
And thank you for our fellowship, Lord.
Gracias por nuestro compañerismo.
And for the brothers and sisters that came.
Por los hermanos y hermanas que vinieron.
From other churches, Father.
Otras iglesias.
We pray that you'd bless each one.
Señor, te pido que los bendiga a cada uno de ellos.
Lord, help us to learn more of you.
Ayúdanos a aprender más de ti.
And forgive us of our faults.
Perdona nuestras faltas, Padre.
And bless us in the rest of this service, Lord, as we go downstairs.
Bendícenos el resto de este servicio, Padre.
Bless the food in Jesus' name.
Bendice la comida en el nombre del Señor Jesucristo.
Amen. God bless you. You're dismissed.
Dios bendiga, quedan despedidos.
Heavenly.